And what about us? Here in Italy, some 4,000 people are infected by the HIV virus every year. And yet it's a problem that is far from the attention of the media, as most people, it appears, consider it someone else's problem, someone who lives in Africa, Asia, or maybe in Eastern Europe. I did some investigating and discovered an association called Arche, with headquarters in Rome, Milan and Florence. The association, made up mainly of volunteers, aims to help and support children and young people who are HIV positive. I spoke to Luca Ghiurghi, who is in charge of communication and fundraising here at Arche's Rome office.
Arche was born in 1989. We started in Milan, where there were some kids left alone in the hospital. These kids were HIV positive, and they were left alone because at that time there were a lot of fear and ignorance regarding this disease. And so we replied to a request of playing with this child left alone. And then from there we started doing more complex things, but we still stay in the hospitals and we still follow children and youth, because now with the new therapies they grow, and so they pose different and more complex requests and problems to us.
Luca told me that although the focus of Arche is on children and youth, help invariably extends to the families too, in those cases, in those rare cases in which the family is actually present. Who exactly are these children? I asked him.
Most of them are Italians, born in Italy by an Italian mother and father. It's difficult to say, but I mean around a little less of 1,000 youth that are infected with HIV in Italy. Most of them are around big cities in the poorest area, say Milan, Rome, Naples, Turin, where there are the most difficult situations. Areas where there are many other problems, not only HIV, or not only, it's not only a medical problem. Most of the time it's linked with many other special social and economic and integration problems.
Luca pointed out that thanks to the therapies that are available today, it is indeed very rare for an Italian child to be infected whilst in the womb or during birth.
So most of the children that we follow now, the smallest one, come here in Italy from abroad already born with HIV.
And also, you were saying earlier, you were speaking about the youth, so there are children who have grown up with this disease. What kind of support do you give them?
We born as an association in 1989, so most of them we followed since when they were very small. Mm-hmm. And they survived. They don't even know how, because at that time they didn't have any cure for the HIV. So they have a point of view of their life, very, very, very difficult to understand. They didn't have any idea of their future because they were waiting to their death. Most of their friends died, probably one or both the parents died with HIV. So it's difficult for us to help them to build their future. Because now with the new therapies, they have the same possibility to reach, a certain age as anyone else.
Except they have not lived the same life conditions as anyone else, and they continue to undergo continuous hospital checkups and treatment, not to mention their daily ration of medicine and all the side effects they bear.
But still, they have to build their future, and especially where you are in an age between 16, 17, these youth are in a, let's say, borderline. They can easily fall in a destructive attitude because they don't take care so much of their life, especially because also they come from very difficult environment in terms of social environment. So when we have the possibility to have one of these that follow studies or find a job, it's a big success.
With small children, it's relatively easy, Luca says. What they need is someone to play and learn with. An adolescent has a whole host of pressing problems.
Mm. most of the time the real needs and problems comes from exclusion, ignorance, and especially fear of showing others their disease. This is one of the worst and most difficult things they face.
So you're saying that in 2008 there's still a stigma attached to AIDS?
Definitely. We have we make a small part to fight to face this stigma. We go in schools, we go in class where at the age of 12 or 13 to talk about stigma, to talk about what does it mean to be HIV positive and how it's transmitted. We bring with us a doctor from the hospital who explains the technicalities, and then we make the children work to understand what does it mean to be excluded, to make them think which is the real risk and which is the risk they perceive based on ignorance or fear, which are not really based on real risks.
So, it's marginalization, the difficulty or impossibility of setting up a relationship with a girl or with a boy when they reach their teens, a sentiment of unease in every single contact they have, including something as simple as a football game, the dreadful feeling that at all times a barrier exists between them and the others.
They always perceive that there is something between them and the others, which is this not said, very important for them, that is the disease, that in a way limits the possibility to talk and to share emotions and to share important things in their life. That's one of the heaviest things they bring with them, because they have fear, because they experienced exclusions.
In your experience, does a child or a young person who is HIV positive say so to his peers, to his friends, or do they keep it to themselves?
This is one of the most difficult things to say. We start with families, which is because especially the saying to a child, a parent or a grandmother saying you are HIV positive, it's already a big step. And then we follow this process. We help the parents and the children in this process of, say, revelation of the disease, which is always a shocking thing. And then they have this big information and they don't know what to do with this. And most of the time they keep it for them, because they know that if they go around saying a thing like this, they will be excluded or they will have very difficult problems afterwards.
What you're saying is that the scene has changed medically enormously, in the sense that the therapies that you were speaking about give people with HIV the possibility to lead a normal life and, you know, a long life. But socially, things haven't changed that much.
No, definitely no, I think. I think it's definitely the same, or I would say probably worse. Worse in terms, it seems that there isn't anymore any problem with HIV. In fact, we know that between adults there are a lot of infections that in some cases are really even growing, because we're not talking about this. So a lot of people think that it's something that they don't have to take care of. And so having kind of removed the problem, we have removed the problem from our mind, but the virus is already there, it's growing and people are getting infected. So this is causing also for the people that lives with HIV the impression that they have been removed, because it's no one talks about their problem. They feel they have a big problem. They feel in a way dangerous for the others if they don't know. So they feel a lot of responsibility and no help from the institutions.
I'm very struck by this, because as I was saying earlier, I was very aware of the AIDS virus when it became public in the 80s and 90s. Everybody spoke about it. There were campaigns. And today, nothing. But as you're saying, the virus is still there. So why? What's happened and what must be done?
We talk about HIV every year. One day here, the 1st of December. But most of the time we talk about how it's it's a dramatic thing what happens in Africa, in Asia, in Eastern Europe, because they have millions of people infected. But from here in Italy, we have also to think that it's not something that is somewhere else. It's something that it's also here in Italy. It's between people that are not in the famous categories that are at risk. What must be done probably must be rethinking new communication on this. Because, as I said, today it's very stupid to be infected with HIV, but it's so, I would say it's so easy, but it's easy because many people don't think it's a problem. There is a problem. Don't think without thinking and without having respect of the other and of himself.
As you say, we speak about AIDS once a year on the 1st of December. We'll try and do that more often. But 1st of December is here. What would you like to say this year?
This year, I will follow what the UN project is. We have to keep the promise. But we keep the promise means that we promised some years ago that at country level, international level, that we'll face with more energy the HIV problem. In Africa, definitely, which is a pandemic disease. So at a very different level. But we have to continue to fight against this disease, because otherwise we'll remain underground, uncovered, but always there.
What we want here at Arche, Luca said, is to see our children grow. We want to have to look around and say, nobody needs us anymore, because these are children who can go to work, who can one day have families, who can lead normal lives.
Nothing special.
Can a person with HIV have children? Yes, a woman can have children without HIV. And a man?
Yes, also there are some technicalities. But, I'm not an expert, but there are some technicalities that can help them to have a normal family. So why not?